In metropolitan cities across Australia, it's very easy to recycle. You just add the recyclable items into a bin and it gets collected on the curbside. It's pretty simple. But for some remote areas across the nation, recycling might be a very expensive exercise to do because of the lack of facilities to do it. This is the case of Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. Residents in the Red Centre would like curbside recycling happening sometime soon, or a solution where they can recycle items. The Wire's contributor from ACCC, Mark Benstead, spoke with Alice Springs Town Council Alderman Jimmy Cocking about the issue.
Jimmy, can you tell us a little bit more about why it's a difficult option?
Well, look, I think the big issue here is not necessarily about whether or not we have curbside recycling. It's how do we actually reduce the amount of waste going into landfill is the big issue. You know, always around election time, we see lots of people putting their hands up and saying, yep, we're going to get curbside recycling and we're going to make this happen. But the reality is that because of we're such a remote location and we don't have the supporting infrastructure and there's no other private businesses that are doing this sort of thing like you have on other parts of the country, it really is a challenge for us to be able to do it. Like, I've, you know, run the Environment Centre for 13 years and I've been a strong advocate of recycling. But it is an expensive pursuit to have the curbside element of it because, you know, already it costs about $340 a year for people on their rates to have a bin to be picked up. And so to do that, we would need to, it would be around about the same amount for another bin. So people aren't necessarily going to want to spend $700 a year to have that done. We also don't have the infrastructure at the back end of the landfill to do the sorting and the separation of that waste. And what we do have at the moment is a drop-off system at the landfill where people can separate their waste that would normally be recycled. And we've just recently had plastics included in that, like your shampoo bottles and your HLDP, I think it's called, HLPE plastics, number two. So your milk bottles and all that can be separated. But what we do need to do is we need a waste reduction strategy. We need to be able to set targets and say we want to reduce this amount of waste going to landfill. We have to, because the landfill's filling up, and within the next, you know, 10 years, or even within the next, you know, 6 to 10 years, we're going to put a lot of money into the landfill so that we can not have to necessarily move to another site. So as far as it goes, I would love us to have curbside recycling. I think we need to make it easier for people. But the critical issue is how do we actually divert that waste going into landfill? And that's something that's a bit more of a nuanced question, and it's not necessarily going to be a simple answer. You know, I think that there's ways of which we could have, whether through the IGAs and looking at different ways where people can drop off waste, because there's a lot of people who don't have access to vehicles. There's a lot of people who can't get out to the landfill to drop off their waste. So we have to find a solution that's going to work for them.
And we live in an age of comfort. We need to do something that's easy to do. So is this issue too big to deal with, or too big for a council to think of a suitable remedy?
Look, I think on its own it is, but it is, you know, one of the pillars of local government. So we have to deal with this, and we need to find ways to reduce that waste going to landfill. So other places in the world, I know in remoter parts of England and other places where they'll have community drop-off places where you can drive in and there's a car park and you go put your glass brown bottles there and your green bottles there and your milk bottles there and be able to separate it that way. So that at least then there's only one pickup for the waste rather than it being having to have 10,000 recycle bins being issued. And the other one's also about education and contamination. So at the moment where people are dropping off their waste at the regional waste management facility, the waste is pretty well sorted because people are dropping off their bottles in different... their spirit bottles and glass, and they're dropping off their plastics and they're dropping off their tin cans and separating it at the site or doing it at home. That's going to be important because if we actually have a recycle bin, like a yellow bin that was on the side of the road, there would need to be a lot of work around, and I think we need to do that anyway, is having education to help people understand what's able to be recycled and how important recycling is in that it, in terms of just reducing waste to landfill, but also reducing the amount of energy required and resources required to generate new material.
That was Alice Springs Town Council Alderman Jimmy Cocking speaking with The Wire's Mark Benstead from ACCC 102.1 FM.